Say, do you think mental telepathy really works?
There's only one way to find out, and that's to try it tonight on People Are Funny. Yes, NBC presents John Goodell's production of People Are Funny, transcribed from Hollywood. And now here's America's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest backstage at People Are Funny tonight. I'd like to have you meet. He's the West Coast editor of one of the most popular television magazines in the country, TV Guide. And his name is Mr. Dan Jenkins. Let's give him a nice welcome to the show. Dan? Dan here is one of our best TV editors and critics and writers, and naturally, he's a little skeptical. Now, he's been covering shows, well, my show, on and off for the last 10 years, haven't you, Dan?
9 years.
And a couple of days ago, we were having lunch at the Brown Derby up the street, here in the heart of Hollywood, and I was telling Dan that one of the most amazing things about this show is that in all the 15 years that we've been on the air, I have never gone looking for volunteers in the audience that I didn't get them, no matter what it was for.
Right.
Jumping out of airplanes for the first time with parachutes, going into cages full of lions. We've done it all, and there are always volunteers. Now, Dan, you were kind of skeptical.
I was. As a matter of fact, I said I didn't believe it.
That's right. We made a bet. I said I'd get somebody out of the audience for any kind of a stunt that you could possibly think of.
Right. And I have the stunt.
You have the stunt.
I do indeed.
Well, I have the people. An audience full of people, and some of them are brave and some of them are timid. But what kind of a person in general do you want?
Well, I don't want a person. I want two people. I want a married couple. They have to be citizens.
Yes.
And they have to be free to travel.
Uh-huh.
And they have to be able to travel tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight.
And how long would they have to be gone leaving tonight?
2 weeks.
2 weeks leaving tonight?
Leaving
with
tonight.
No previous plans whatsoever?
No strings.
Well, that's a pretty big offer. Pretty big job offer. But let's see what I can do. You stay up here and I'll go down and see what I can get for you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard what the man said. Is there a married couple in the audience who would be willing to leave tonight for 2 weeks and go someplace? Let's see what kind of people we can get. This couple over here in the middle of the house, would you stand up? You live in Los Angeles?
No, sir.
Where do you live?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. What do you do?
I work for a newspaper.
A newspaper. And you could go anywhere for the next 2 weeks. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Well, let's see this couple here. Where do you come from?
Palm Beach, Florida.
Palm Beach, Florida. You don't live here.
No.
Your name is?
W. Rainbreed.
And you could go anywhere.
Anywhere.
Uh-huh. But you don't live here. Any more? Any more couples? There's a lady with her hand up. Don't you have your hand up? I'll talk to her. She's the volunteer. Would you stand up for a moment? Who are you?
Mrs. Faulkner.
Who?
Mrs. Faulkner.
Faulkner? And you are?
Mr. Faulkner.
She's volunteering. Will you go along?
Sure will.
Where do you live?
In Van Nuys.
Oh, you are a Los Angeles resident.
Yes.
That's very important. That's what I'm looking for. And you are citizens?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you could leave tonight?
Yes.
Come with me. Come with me. We'll go back up on stage. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Faulkner?
Faulkner.
This is Mr. Dan Jenkins.
How do you do?
Uh-huh. Now, I got the people. I got volunteers who are married. How long have you been married?
About a week and a half.
You've been married a week and a half. Oh, are you on your honeymoon?
Well, we didn't take one.
Oh, you didn't take one? Oh, no wonder they volunteered. They'll go anywhere. Well, congratulations. Where do you live?
On the Hazeltine in Van Nuys.
In Los Angeles?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an auto mechanic. I have my own shop up on Foothill and Osborne in San Fernando.
Notice that sneaky plug he worked in there? He doesn't care where he goes as long as when he comes back there's more business. And do you work?
Yes, I'm a waitress at Chef's Inn in La Canada.
Oh, you're a waitress. Are you going to go on working even though you're married?
Yes.
She sure is.
Congratulations. Good man. This was all arranged before you got married, I suppose.
Very definitely.
Now, I'm always curious to know, and believe me, in 15 years, people have volunteered to do anything and get away from everything without any warning. Now, you didn't know that you'd be volunteering. How can you get away from being a waitress? Don't you have a regular job? Aren't you supposed to be there tomorrow?
Well, no.
Why?
Because I just work part-time, and if I don't call in, I don't have to be there.
Isn't that a nice job? If she doesn't call in, the boss doesn't expect her. And how about you? How can you get away?
Well, the doors are closed. I won't have to open them in the morning if I'm not here.
Well, it's your own shop.
Yes, it is.
Well, and you'll go away.
I sure will.
How come you didn't take a honeymoon?
Well, we couldn't afford it.
He couldn't afford to shut the doors of his place for a honeymoon, but for people who are funny, he'll go anywhere. Now, Dan, does this convince you that we can get anything out of the audience we want?
I'm with you so far.
Oh, you don't think they may go on through with the stunt after they know what it is?
I'm not through yet.
I know you're not through yet. We have found so far that they will go away, that they can leave tonight, and that they will go anywhere. And now comes the big question. Are you listening? You must have some diabolical thought in mind. Where do you want us to send them?
Africa.
Africa! Now, but that does bring us up to the next question. Why and what do you want them to do in Africa? Because there must be some kind of a stunt.
Lion hunt.
A real... Huh? What'd you say?
Yes!
You know, this is your honeymoon. Well, they apparently aren't fazed, Dan. They
All
didn't
right.
know a thing about it. They have met the test of saying that they will go to Africa and leave tonight. And I tell you what we will do. We will fly you on a DC-7 United Airlines mainliner to New York City, nonstop. And then the next day you'll get on a KLM Royal Dutch airline and fly all the way from New York to Durban, South Africa. Now that's as far away as you can get from Hollywood in the whole world. Huh? Have you ever flown?
Just once.
Well, don't worry. United and KLM are the best airlines in the world, and you're perfectly safe. We wouldn't want any harm to come to them.
No, they'll be taken care of.
But one thing occurs to me. Wait a minute. You asked... Oh, I can see now why you asked for citizens with birth certificates.
Right.
And why you wanted them to live in Los Angeles. Because
right.
your birth certificates are at home somewhere, probably, and we can get them,
yep.
and they can... but wait a minute. A passport takes...
I've taken care of that, too.
How's that?
Well, we do things thoroughly. I have brought with me a good friend of mine, Mrs. Josefina Dean, who is in charge of the U.S. District Court Passport Department. And she is here to tell us just how this whole thing can be expedited.
Mrs. Dean, would you is she here? Would you come out, please? Hello, Mrs. Dean.
How are you?
You work for the United States government.
Yes, I do.
Meet a couple of citizens.
How do you do?
Not taxpayers. He's closing up his business.
Oh.
Now, Mrs. Dean, how will this work? How fast can we get them out of the country? They have to go where first?
Well, since Los Angeles isn't an issuing office, the passports have to be handled through San Francisco. If they have evidence of citizenship and photos and a witness who is an American that has known them 2 years, they may hand carry their applications to San Francisco so that they can be issued tomorrow.
And we can fly them up tonight. They can be ready in the morning, and you'll expedite it?
I'll help expedite it if they have all the documentation.
All right, do you have anybody who knows you for 2 years?
Yes,
we do.
Yes. How long have you known each other, by the way?
About 6 months.
Well, they have friends who've known them longer than they've known each other, so that ought to be interesting. So then, with your help, Mrs. Dean, we can get them through and out of the country, on their way out of the country by tomorrow.
Assuming that everything is all right.
See, the government is speaking. Assuming. All right.
We have affidavits, instruction sheets, and application forms right here. And if they have their birth certificates, it should be all right because the whole thing revolves around the evidence of citizenship.
Yes, and you are citizens.
Yes, we are.
Were you born here?
Yes.
And you?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations. I'm a Canadian myself. I had to join the club. Now, you've got everything you need. I'm going to put you in the care of Mrs. Dean. And if you'll just wait for them backstage, thank you very much for coming down, being a very gracious and helpful lady, as all the government folks are. And now, Are you satisfied that we have done everything that you and I were betting about?
Well, I'm 80% satisfied. I'll be 100% satisfied maybe about 2 weeks from today.
What else?
Well,
we've got
to go through with this thing.
Well, what do they got to bring back?
Lion?
A lion. Live or dead?
Well, I'm not going to be hard either way.
Oh, that's nice of you, Mr. Jenkins. You bring back a lion, alive or dead, to this program in a couple of weeks, and you will have been satisfied and I will win the bet.
Right.
The reason I'm so anxious to send you to Africa on the lion hunt and everything is because our bet is a piece of pie, and I don't want to lose that. You know, these big bets.
That derby pie is expensive, too.
Now, a lion shouldn't be so hard to bring back to Hollywood, because after all the movies they've shot down in Africa, the average lion down there is dying to get to Hollywood. And you better not shoot the lion. You know why I say that, Dan, after all these years on the air? If we said to go down there and shoot a lion, we would get a notice in the morning from the SPCA. Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and we don't want to run into any trouble with them. But you can get it alive, you can shoot it, it can be little, it can be big. You'll be back here in 2 weeks. I'll collect on my bet. You'll have had a great honeymoon. You may have lost your husband, but it'll be a grand trip. Dan Jenkins, thanks. Good luck to you and the TV guide. Good luck to you, huh?
I'm sorry.
Give them a send-off, folks. Goodbye. There they go.
RCA Victor announces another great milestone in music, the 75th anniversary of the fabulous Boston Symphony Orchestra. For conductors Charles Munch and Arthur Fiedler, a diamond-studded baton in honor of this great occasion, presented by Frank M. Folsom, president of RCA. For you, two exciting new historical highlight albums, specially recorded by RCA Victor. A musical history of the Boston Symphony on 12-inch long play, a $3.98 value, only 98 cents. And the story of the Boston Pops in 45 extended play, a $1.49 value, only 49 cents at your RCA Victor dealers now.
And be sure to see the Producers Showcase Festival of Music in color on NBC Television January 30th, featuring RCA Victor artists.
My gosh, look at all the loot on the stage behind me. Just run your eyes down that row of beautiful loot. A stereo realist camera and a viewer, luggage, a vacation trip, a range, a washer, and a television set. Hundreds of dollars worth of loot. And most people would jump at a chance to get all this stuff. And as a matter of fact, we have somebody who may have to do just that. Come on in, couple. These are specially invited guests. How long have you been married?
14 years.
And you're from where, Mr. Holtz?
Philadelphia originally.
And now?
Hollywood.
And your business?
I sell Blue Cross, the hospital plan.
Uh-huh. And Mrs. Holtz, do you work?
No, I don't.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, these two guests were not picked out of the audience. They were invited down here specially because of the nature of tonight's stunt. They had to have a belief in something. Would you tell them what you two folks believe in that caused us to pick you?
We believe in extrasensory perception, mental telepathy.
Why, how long have you believed in this mental telepathy, Mrs. Holtz?
Oh, for many years we've been interested in the subject.
Now, do you believe in thought transference?
We believe it's possible, yes.
It's possible, huh? Who is the big expert on that in the United States?
I would say Dunninger is.
Dunninger?
Or Dr. Ryan of Drake University.
He's written some books on it, hasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he has.
Well, now, when we say mental thought transference, does that mean that if you two are in harmony, you can pretty well tell what you're each thinking?
Well, theoretically, that's the way it should work.
And there are people who can really do that.
I believe there are.
That's very important. I want everybody to realize that you do believe in it. And this is an interesting field. Nobody knows what can actually be transferred from person to person. And we all know that husbands and wives have a greater chance of doing this than other people because you've lived together for 14 years. And here's what we're going to do. There are on the stage a number of prizes, as you can see. And each of these prizes is situated directly behind a paper-covered drum. Each of these little drums on the stage, which is a circular drum, is covered across the top with a very light paper. Now, we are going to have you, Mr. Holtz, go up on the stage and stand with your back to that railing. Will you go up there now, please?
Right.
Now, you'll notice that these drums are all close enough so you can jump from one to the other. Bump, 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 bump. There are 2, 4, 6 of them. Now, as you jump through each paper drum, you will jump about 3 or 4 inches, and there's the floor. And when you do that, you get whatever prize is in back of the drum. So you see, you get the whole business. All right. Here is the interesting part of it that I haven't told you about. Underneath this tremendous platform here, there is a tank filled with 500 gallons of ice water. And when you jump through one of these hoops, you will go right straight down into the tank. And you don't know which one, do you?
That's it.
These clothes you have on, we asked you to wear so that if they got wet, it wouldn't matter. You're all set. You have nothing in your pants pockets. Although, actually, I have no worries about you because I'm going to tell your wife which one of these you shouldn't jump into. And all she has to do is to send you that mental thought, and when you get to it, you'll stop. You got that? Now, Mrs. Holtz, if you'll come right over here, I'm going to give you the number of the drums, and you will find out, I will call them out, so you will be able to think no or yes. Now, you get all the presents each time you jump into a drum as you go along. But if you jump into the water, you lose all of them up to that point. This makes it impossible, you see, for him to go ahead and just jump and get them all. You must want to stop him, not only because of the water, but because you'll lose everything. Now, no nodding your head. And Mr. Holtz, you are tuned in on your wife, I hope. And I trust that right now she is telling you whether to jump or not to jump on number one. Ready? Are you going to jump?
Yes.
Jump. Well, you got the stereo realist camera and a viewer for Third Dimension Pictures, one of the finest cameras in the country. Now, for the next one, you have a beautiful set of Samsonite luggage, the strongest luggage in the world, and you have the second one to jump. You know, Mrs. Holtz, whether he should jump or not. Are you anything coming through to you?
I think this one's all right.
It's up to you. Jump. I forgot to ask you something. Can you swim? All right. Now, Mr. Holtz, you have just won a beautiful set of luggage. Now, you can lose both of them if you jump into the tank. We come next to a vacation trip to the Sahara Hotel at Las Vegas and flown up on a big United Airlines DC-7 and all your expenses paid for a week in Las Vegas. This is number 3. Would you please think, Mrs. Holtz, carefully and send every mental thought you can, yes or no? To jump or not to jump, Mr. Holtz?
I feel pretty sure about this one.
What?
I feel pretty sure about this one.
You feel the thoughts?
This one, I think, is all right.
Uh-huh. Well, he doesn't care. He works for the Blue Cross. All right. Fold your arms and jump. Well, you just won a 2-week trip to the Sahara Hotel. Now you can lose it all, or you might add a tap and range. This is number 4.
All right.
Huh?
I'll go for this one.
You will jump for this one. All right. All right. Go ahead and jump. Gee, I thought it was going to splash. You have now won a tap and range, a trip to the Sahara, luggage, and a camera. We now get into number 5, and Mrs. Holtz, send the message, yes or no. Have I given you enough time?
No, this is all right.
This one's all right? Now, this is the one. Number five. All right, just go ahead and jump. Stand right here for you, will you? Ladies and gentlemen, we have just punctured the theory of extrasensory perception. And also this thing, you were sending messages.
You can't blame the theory.
Oh, well, I tell you what we do for you. You didn't follow it. You have lost the prizes. You could have stopped anywhere. But we have for you a beautiful Maytag dryer. Here it is from the Maytag Hotel. Actually, we are going to send to your home a beautiful Maytag dryer and washer, both the washer and the dryer, and it's got the what they call the automatic water level control, and it seems to be working perfectly with him. He has lovely legs, hasn't he, through the water? Goodbye, and thank you very much.
If you were a little boy with polio still fighting to recover from paralysis, what would you give to the March of Dimes? Put yourself in his shoes, his braces, and join the 1956 March of Dimes.
Now comes the part of the show, ladies and gentlemen, where we're going to try to give away, actually try in the next couple of minutes, $10,000 in cash to somebody who's never won before any kind of a prize, which is why we picked them out of the audience. And she yet doesn't know what her stunt is or what this is all about. Could I have our first guest, please? Hello. How do you do? You are Mrs.?
William Reardon.
From where?
From La Cunada, California.
Housewife?
Housewife.
Husband
mother.
Is a...
He works at Lockheed.
And you have how many children?
I have four.
And your name is?
Priscilla.
You've never won anything before?
Never.
Have you tried?
Well, I always enter those, contests. I've never won even a deck of cards.
Nothing in your life. And yet all around you, you're hearing about people winning money and prizes. Wouldn't it be great to go home tonight, let's say, with a toaster?
Yeah, uh-huh. I would.
Well, I tell you, you might do even better than that. Would you wheel on that wheelbarrow, Mr. Shore?
Oh, my heavens.
You know what that represents?
It looks like about $1 million.
It's $10,000 in cash, and you might wheel that home.
Oh, all the way up the freeway.
Yeah, all the way up the freeway. If you happen to figure things out just right in the next 2 minutes.
Oh, my.
Now, here's the way the game works. Priscilla, are you here alone tonight or with your husband?
Well, I'm with my husband and some neighbors.
I knew you were with some man because he was just carried out on a stretcher. He can't stand the strain. You see these five letters up here? APSLE?
Oh, yes.
Those five letters, by being arranged, rearranged, they can all be moved around any way you want, spell five different words. There are five different words. Now, you can spell any word you want, Mrs. Reardon, with those five letters, and how much money you win depends upon the word you spell out, because behind one of those letters is the figure one, and behind all the others are zeros. So if you get the word with the one in the first place, it'll be 10,000. If the one is behind the letter that happens to be in the second place, it'll be 1,000. The third, 100. The fourth, 10. And the fifth, $1.
Oh.
$1. Now, there are five different words, in dictionary words, regular words that you could make. And you just go ahead and rearrange them for $10,000. Your mind is a blank. Well, just... That's all right. Just take your time. Well, I tell you, just start moving them around a little. You might come to a word. Oh, wonderful word. Sale! Sapple. I don't want to give you a hint. Just rearrange them around. Eastpol. Folks, have you eaten Eastpol lately? This is a fine, nourishing breakfast food. Peasel, come home to me. Baby, won't you, Peasel, come home? She says that you cannot make a word out of this. Yes, you can. Keep going. You almost have something there. Spale. How do you... Yeah. She said she has seen a word sort of like this. There's a word. Pales. P-A-L-E-S. You know what that means?
Pails and pails. No,
you don't know what.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Pails. You know.
Your face pales. P-A-L-E-S. The girl's face paled as we handed her $10,000.
Yeah.
All right. Is this the word you want? Here we go. If the one's back of that, you get $1. One's back of this, you get $10. Well, you got 10,000, 1,000, or 100? Let's go for the whole thing, huh? $10,000. Mrs. Reardon, the one is in back of one of these two letters. Either 10,000, either 1,000 or 100. Either 1,000 or 100. Now, I want you to make up your mind. We'll quit the game and give you a $500 bill, or we'll go ahead and play it. In other words, you might have 100, you might have 1,000, or you're sure to have 500. People are funny about money. Are you going to take the sure middle road or the chance?
I'm going to take the chance.
You're definitely going to take the chance. This is your decision. $100, and the $10,000 word was leaps. L-E-A-P-S. Or you could have spelled peels, P-E-A-L-S. Or a part of a flower called a sepal, S-E-P-A-L. That's a hard one, but the leaps was the easiest one, and we thought that would be the first one you'd think of, leaps. So, you have $100, and you've missed the $500 in spite of the fact that I tried to give it to you. And so, dig in there. You can get $100 worth. Thank you very much. Goodbye, everybody. That's all for tonight from Hollywood. Next week on People Are Funny, we put a man and his wife to the acid test. The money test. Tune in and see how. Good night, everybody.
This program was transcribed from Hollywood.